Megan Riley is Chief Financial Officer for the Superintendent's Office. She says these federal funds have saved jobs.
One-time funding doesn't solve the problems, especially if we have declining enrollment where our student population is coming down, and if we have maybe our expenditures are still increasing. So we have to really address those problems, which are more fundamental systemic issues, rather than relying on every year some new funding to come out of the, you know, Washington, D.C.
Next year, they are trying to save $142 million. The remedy will require furloughs and further salary reductions, but it will save 3,300 jobs. It will also decrease the number of school days.
I think for the 2011-12 school years, there will be job reductions. I don't think that can be avoided. Mm-hmm. We're trying to do is minimize as much as possible the impact on the programs to the students and then to the employees that were, that would potentially be affected.
The superintendent's office has until July 2011 to find the best solutions for the school district. Marilyn Medawar, Annenberg Radio News.